The following podcast is for mature audiences only, so hey, look, if you're under 18, just turn it off, okay?
Do you know the secrets of making friends? They are so simple and easy. That looks easy enough, and Joey is going to try it out.
It's Miss Jenga.
It's Freckles.
It's Captain Jack.
How are you guys?
Happy Sunday.
Right. It feels like it's been forever.
It has been forever. Like a week and a half or something like that.
Yeah, because of the taping schedule that we've had. But
it's been a little hectic. But damn it, we're going to put another one out on Monday.
Right.
Whether we like it or not, we're going to make it happen.
We always like it.
And yeah, so Freckles over there is jingling his balls.
We're just going to keep our shit together on this one, so I don't have to do much editing, so I can actually get it on time.
Oh, is that what happened last
time? Oh, did that happen last time?
Oh, no. It's Sunday.
Oh.
Going out tomorrow morning, so. You know,
feeling lazy.
No. Just feeling like I don't have enough fucking time to fucking edit a fucking show from Sunday to fucking Monday.
Well, you do a good job with editing, and we appreciate you.
I was not fishing.
I didn't think that you were.
I was fishing a little bit. I was just trolling for compliments, just a slow rolling.
Hey, once you fix the sound,
Well, we kind of fixed a little bit today, but
yes, did some microphone maintenance today. Mm-hmm.
A little screw was loose on all of them. Yeah. Kind of like the rest of us,
right?
Except this one we can fix.
They were just part of the family.
Who knew these things had moving parts? Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
It's all good. Now I do. Ha.
Cool.
Awesome.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. You're learning so much.
Yes.
What you got there? You got some icy drink for us.
It looks yummy.
And it's summertime.
I have a drink. That is...
And my fancy glasses. He bought these for me as a gift.
These look gorgeous. We've never drank out of them before.
These are beautiful crystal martini glasses.
There has been a drink prohibition on them until the correct drink.
Yep.
Or, you know...
Because I don't want people playing with them. Because we have...
You're trying to top them off by filling them all like five times over.
That's all right. That way everybody...
Look at that.
He's sharing. He's
Wait, no,
sharer.
No. You have two more drips than me.
Oh, fuck what off.
Cheers.
Cheers, ladies and gentlemen.
To my most favorite podcasters.
Ooh.
Nice.
That's a nice sound.
Yeah.
This is called Between the Sheets.
Oh, jeez.
Ooh. Okay.
Mmm, tasty.
That'll put me between the sheets with a couple of them, but
that's fucking awesome.
Asleep.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Woo!
Tell us what's in it.
Rum, brandy, curacao, lemon juice.
Okay.
It's a sidecar with rum.
Okay.
It's actually...
What's normally
actually
a sidecar?
Brandy and curacao and lemon juice. Ooh, that's kind of gross.
I can handle some more mixer.
It's just lemon juice. Are you sure you want more lemon juice in there?
Give you some more lemon juice.
Okay, let me crack.
I can give you some more rum.
That could handle a mixer.
But the brand of curacao, it's bowls, so it's not as sweet as regular curacao.
True.
So it might be better with other curacao.
Might be.
Yeah.
Like it.
It kind of reminds me of your Samoan fog cutter or whatever.
I'm bringing the next drink next time.
It's actually like 3/4 of the Samoan fog cutter.
Mm.
It's missing the gin. And
the hate.
Oh,
I know.
That's mean.
I know you
that's
like
hard
the Samoan
fucking core right there. Is what
dude.
That is. Damn.
You know, I have a rock star here. Maybe I should.
Oh.
Let's try
that,
this.
I don't think that's going to help.
Captain Jack.
Well, oh,
it's
gross.
Got. It can't. It can't hurt it.
It can't hurt it.
It can't hurt it.
And it's a diet rock star too. Mm-mm. Yeah, it's 10 calories. That's a diet rock star.
Is it? Oh, that's gross.
Oh, I didn't see that 10 calories. It just said lemonade.
So it's a lemonade rock star.
10 calorie rock star. Because that's what I strive to achieve, to be a 10-calorie rock star.
Nice.
That's my goal in life, is to be a 10-calorie rock star. That does actually help.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Nice.
So I just need a little more sugar then for you.
A little more sugar. A little bit.
Nice.
I like to be sweet.
So you have had adventures. I mean, we've all had some adventures the last couple of weeks because we had Sweet Cheeks on last time talking about, and I have to clarify something because We didn't get any hate mail. Is that correct about our transgender episode?
The mailbag was empty.
Mailbag was empty.
Yes, no voyeur mail.
All right, and then but in reviewing it, what was your review of the the podcast?
Oh, that's right. We were fishing around for topics, weren't we? That's why I couldn't think of something. I already threw that topic out there a couple days ago.
Did my comedy
one of your comments came came across as kind of weirdly Nazi-ish. And the reason I didn't pick up on it,
I only told half the story.
Time was because, yes, there was only half the story told. And what you suggested was that perhaps trans people should wear a badge with their preferred pronoun on it.
Right.
Which, if you think about it, could be easily extrapolated into... Wear
pink
a badge.
Triangle.
We want them to know who the pink triangles are, or the yellow stars, or the green
naughty
hearts.
Naughty Jenga.
Right?
Bad Jenga.
Oh, do I get a
go
spank?
Go to the corner.
Do I get a spank?
So yes.
No soup for you.
My cord won't stretch that
there
far.
There is another part to that story, however,
right.
which delivers some understandably wonderful context.
So
I think the
origin of that idea, that was not an original thought. It was a riff on the an experience that Sweet Cheeks had actually at Comic-Con, and there was a booth at Comic-Con, Emerald City Comic-Con, which is a comic book convention that she goes to every year.
Mm-hmm.
And there's people that dress up in cosplay, costume mm-hmm. play. So, you know, they dress up as their favorite cartoon characters or whatever. And there's a lot of gender bender stuff that goes on. There's also, you know, a large trans community that's part of it, as well as gender fluid people. And there was a booth that was actually selling my preferred pronoun is
mm-hmm.
buttons.
Mm-hmm.
And they sold out in the first day. So there's obviously a call for
a
it
movement.
And people, yeah, because mm-hmm. then it's more of a fashion statement and mm-hmm. it's not, you know, which can be helpful for
very
for people,
helpful because
yeah.
if you're
yeah.
dressing up like a woman and you're looking like a woman, regardless if you're a woman or a man,
yeah.
but you want to be referred to as a man, you got to have something more on you. If you can't get all pissed off at me because
I dress
you as a she.
Again, no, we're still, it's still incumbent upon us to ask for polite society.
I guess I just haven't been in that situation enough times to be impactful to me.
That's okay. It's mm-hmm. all about education. It's all good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's all good. So, yes. So the extra part of that story might have been.
Kind of makes a little bit more sense.
A little mm-hmm. helpful.
I'm not suggesting. And the funny thing is like I'm a huge study of the World War II and the. So I didn't even pick up on that. And I was like, oopsie.
Dope. So
yeah,
I listened to the podcast. I didn't catch that.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. And
there was a reference
when I listened back. I didn't catch it either. But then it occurred to me. Oh, okay. Yes. And then I remembered when we had been talking to Sweet Cheeks earlier. She told us the story about Comic-Con.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
yes. So then there was that.
The one thing that I picked up on was that Sweet Cheeks talking about it was her first night. There was a reference to I've been there so many times before.
Yes.
Well, because she's worked corporate events.
Yes, the other events. But what I could see from an outsider's perspective.
Right.
Wait, this is your first time. You just turned 18. You've been there before?
In the building.
You've been breaking the law in the building.
Right.
Yes.
She's
not
in the building,
actually
not at
a party.
Club.
I would like
yeah.
that
no,
actually
yeah.
defined.
Yes.
Because it did not come out that well on the podcast.
God. Yeah. But yeah,
yeah
so because she's my daughter, you know, we have temporary stuff for teenagers to come and do around the facility, and she's done that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it has not been
other gigs.
Yes, other
yes.
gigs,
non naked gigs.
Yes, definitely vanilla gigs. Yeah, mm-hmm. I was very adamant and careful about her crossing the streams.
You really should try this. A little rock star in that helps out a lot.
I will try some of yours before I do anything
geez.
To this.
I could handle ice cube now.
That's not my fault.
What else about that last podcast?
Okay, that
did
is
you guys,
good.
I told you.
But
you know.
It's got aspartame. It'll give me a headache.
I don't think so. I don't think Roger has. Try to check it out. I am a big anti-aspartame guy. Don't like it.
You didn't even know it was 10 calories. I'm just going to point that out.
Well, the other rock stars
I
I've looked at.
I can't trust that you actually know how to read.
Wow. Jeez.
Wow. Ouch. It's a little bit of learning for everybody, I guess.
Well,
sorry.
If you judge my reading from
sucralose.
My spelling...
Wood alcohol, no thank you.
I don't spell very well.
It's all right.
So Splenda then.
The Splenda, sorry, yeah.
Mm,
No, thank you.
Okay.
Nope.
Yeah.
If I'm going to poison my body, I'm going to do it directly with the boost.
Both ways.
I am quite enjoying my between the sheets.
Yeah. Speaking of between the sheets, what kind of adventures have you guys had?
We
had some hot sex this week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we did.
That was fun.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's with the two of you, so meh, boring. You know, we've heard that before. I reconnected with somebody I hadn't seen in like 3 years.
Yeah.
We were Facebooking a little bit a week ago, and she assumed I was still dating somebody, and no, I'm not. She's like, oh, dang, I wish I would have known that and invite you along to be my date in this instead of inviting along this boring guy. Well, anyways, we hooked up later, and the one time we hooked up before,
uh-huh.
it was like a one-night stand, and I kind of wanted a two-night stand, and, well, right. she didn't want that for extenuating circumstances. Yeah. Yes, and this time, yeah, we knocked it out of the park. It was a lot of fun, nice. And then I think the same thing's going to happen. I might not see her for another 3 years for some reason. You know, I think some women are just kind of like that. It's not like I wrap it up in a bow like this is going to be a special relationship or anything. She knows this is a hookup. This is
right.
You know.
And how long have you known her?
That's a good use of your three words, years. Captain Jack. A very good use
Thank
of
you.
Your words.
Thank you.
Hookup, 3 years. One night stand. Mm-hmm. Well done. Yeah. You know, to go back to our earlier discussion
exactly.
about yes.
well, oh, I think so. After the first time, I wanted to get together, go through again, but I didn't feel it was right without telling her that hey, I'm a part of this lifestyle.
Right.
You know. If you perceive
that's right, because you weren't necessarily fully aware of your sluttiness and how it can be ethical when you hooked mm-hmm. up with her last time, right?
Correct. And this okay. the first this next time was we didn't have a whole lot of time to talk about our past,
right?
And I figured, well, you know what? I want to go here again. That was a lot of fun.
Cool.
I want to maintain it. Then I actually saw something more than maybe just a hookup with her. I mean, fantastic girl,
mm-hmm.
really mm-hmm. good chemistry, and. All the way around, just there's nothing to complain about.
Right.
No flaws at all. I'm
nice.
Like, this is awesome. So I felt if I was going to continue with this is kind of an ethical thing. I need to tell her about my lifestyle. I can't justify another hookup night without explaining, hey, look, this is what I'm into.
Right.
And if you want to go down this road with me, you got to be on board.
Right.
And she wasn't on board.
Okay.
Woo! Out. I'm saying things like, I thought I knew you. I'm like, we haven't talked in a year or so.
And things change. People change.
Yeah,
they grow.
Exactly.
And
it just really, I don't know. She just got really offended. And
oh.
I'm sorry. You know, it wasn't like that hookup, quote mm-hmm. unquote, was anything more than a hookup.
Right.
And it was too bad. I mean, I really liked her.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So. Some people some people always be vanilla, and she went off on this tirade about, you know, monogamy.
It's, you gotta keep the microphone on, Captain Jack.
Yeah, I gotta stop playing with the switch. Stop.
It's not
buttons.
A clit. It's not a clit. Leave
I do
it.
So well with that.
Leave it.
my thumb's on it.
I know. I saw it twitching.
You're looking at it. It's making it hot over there, isn't it? Yeah. But you know, some people just the monogamy thing is them, and that's. Fine. That's
yeah.
great. That's awesome. That's, you know, if that's what they're into, that's what they're into. And I'm just glad I didn't proceed to have several more nights with her, which I could have.
Sure.
I could have been an asshole, a complete asshole, and gone down that road and had some
strung
fantastic fun
mm-hmm.
and fantastic sex and connection. And then came down when she finally find out, I'd be a complete asshole. I just don't want to do that.
Right. Well, that's ethical.
Not my gig.
That's ethical.
I got to be an ethical slut.
So, essentially, you broke it off with her.
Well, she more broke it off with me.
She broke it off with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That sting. Well, that's not going to happen again.
That sting a little bit?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
but
God, yeah.
Fast forward a few years and now. Or, so
no, this was this.
This was this weekend.
Oh, this is this. Oh.
This was this morning.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah.
Oh, sweetie.
Sorry.
Oh.
Ouch. Okay.
Here, wow. Let me rub some lemon juice in that paper
I know.
Cut. Jeez.
I know.
Wow.
It was actually a pretty bad weekend because there was another play partner. One of my two actually both. Okay, well, I'll start back from the beginning. Okay, so I kind of explained this to you out on the porch. But the two play partners I've had, two serious play partners I've had, the ones I actually had meet that one Friday.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you
that
had a,
went well.
You, and you had a little jealousy twinges going on, which you talked about?
Well, yeah. So one, basically wanted more last time we were together, and I'm not into more.
More like more commitment?
More commitment, yeah.
Oh, okay. So was she just essentially a fuck buddy, or what was the dynamic?
Yeah, basically. It was, you know, we get together, we have a lot of fun.
Sure.
We have great chemistry, and I mean, I don't like to use... We got to find a better term than fuck buddy. I don't like the term,
well,
but...
Play partner. Play partner has... I don't know. Play partner has a certain connotation to me that
Well, there's a certain...
I mean, well, you had a friendship, right?
Yeah. Total friendship. Okay. And, I mean, if she called, if she needed help with anything...
Okay, so
if
she
it was like
a
non-sexual
was a, she was a play
date,
partner.
We'd do that. We'd go do non-stuff. We were friends.
Okay.
And I guess friends with benefits is a lot better.
Or just play partner, too.
Play partner.
Yeah.
And she wanted more, and I'm not in that position with her, and so I declined.
Or with anybody, right?
Anybody. I mean, although, later on in the week, this last week, the other play partner of mine had two weekends with somebody else other than me, and usually my weekend, specific weekends, every other, was with her, and it's... she chose to be with somebody else, and all of a sudden I felt some huge jealousy. And if anybody knows me,
that's not
I don't know. I don't feel that. I don't, that doesn't happen to me. No. And it did. And I had to do some real big soul searching this last week or last 5 days to figure out, okay, where did this come from? Is it a selfish thing that, wait, I want her this weekend, not somebody else.
Right.
Is it, more of a looking for more of a commitment out of her, and she's violating that commitment, or what is that all about? And that, you know, it's still too fresh. I haven't really figured it out, but I mean, that's on hold now.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we another wonderful girl, and we have a blast when we're together. And heck, I've met her mother.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Went to a family barbecue.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah, boy, it's been a busy, interesting week.
Yeah, sounds like it.
But I had a great date on Wednesday at a different club, went to with somebody that I met at that club, and it was actually her first time with her and her fiancé that they played separately, I think, the first time, and he was all on board because I know him. I got to know him when I met him at the club, and we had a night there. It was really slow, but it was just us two, and we had a blast and was fun and
nice,
and you know, keep in contact and everything's cool, and we might have like a weekly thing there.
Cool.
Yeah, so as this week was a lot of some doors closing, others open up.
Yeah,
just right, so there, boom.
So a couple like weekly thing with just her, or with them as a couple, or
with her, it sounds like.
Cool.
He works nights, so, and I'm in contact with him, so it's not like I know she's doing it under
yeah.
Like, oh, I want to go get my freak on here while my husband's or my fiance is.
Right.
Super cool couple.
Yeah.
Awesome. And she's a lot of fun. And she's a lot younger than I am. She has this whole cute librarian look.
Oh.
Redheaded glasses, librarian look. Just sweet, innocent. No, she is not innocent. Naughty librarian.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So have you broken it off with other play partners? Or is this your first kind of foyer into that?
No, I've actually done it in the past.
Because I suck at it. I just kind of don't play with people anymore.
That's one way to do it.
The first time, I mean, within the lifestyle, in the context of lifestyle.
But let me clarify this. I do try and work out any issues beforehand. And if it's not going anywhere, then I just don't play with them anymore.
You probably remember the person I was playing with when I first started going to.
Yeah.
There was somebody consistent.
Super sweet. Yeah. Super sweet
girl.
Super
sweet girl.
I really miss her. She wound up exploring what she wanted to in the lifestyle and moving on.
And we've actually been in contact via Facebook. And
cool.
She's busy, but we're trying to work on maybe, you know, kicking that back up at least once. I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, when we never saw each other outside of the club. But when we were together at the club, it was this unspoken truth that we were together. We didn't even have to talk about it. We were just like a thing at the club.
Yeah.
And the really detailed drama with another couple and the two ladies, and it got messy. And I'm like, you know what? It got drama filled. I'm like, there's a lot of fun to be had here without drama.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
and there's no commitment here.
Right.
I'm like, I'm out. I'm done.
Right.
I need time out. Take out somebody else. I don't know.
So was the drama just jealousy, or was it violated boundaries, or?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't jealous myself. I could. There was, sure. There was a lot of different angles of drama there, and I was just, drama doesn't belong in that club. It's just about open, positive sexuality, mm-hmm. and no lies, please. No lies.
Right.
They don't belong there.
Yeah.
And I'm out, done, and proceeded to find other fun. I had plenty of friends there.
Yeah. Yeah. And did you have that conversation? How did that go?
It was very brief. And that I think it just came down to I think we're done at the club mm-hmm. together.
Mm-hmm.
And she wasn't much of a talker,
mm-hmm.
if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
A woman of very few words. And
so did you give her an explanation, or?
Yeah, I mean,
what was the explanation?
I can't. It's been a long time. I don't remember the exact words.
No, that's all right.
But was just like the situation is put a dark spot on the club for me.
Okay,
and I don't want to be a part of that, mm-hmm. and so I'm out. You guys can do. And then she stopped going.
Yeah,
completely, which was unfortunate.
Yeah,
because all relationships can have a pause.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a lot of fun. I miss her, spending time with her there. Yeah, she was a lot of fun to go wake up everybody in the morning at the satellite.
Yeah,
start the domino effect.
Yep.
We were both kind of early risers, like even though we were up till like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. It'd be like 7, and we go. You know, we'd be sleeping on a sleeping porch, and there's mm-hmm. no play there. And we go upstairs to sleep up to the play areas, and there's not a sound to be had.
Mm-hmm.
Your feet are creaking the stairs. It's mm-hmm. the only sound actually you hear.
And right.
You up there, and you know, 5 minutes later, you start hearing one couple start going at it, and another couple start going at it. This whole domino effect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody gets woken up by sex and starts having sex first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
But I love morning sex. It's one of my favorites. Love it.
Yeah. I do too.
How do you guys handle breaking things off with a play partner?
Well,
I
told you my awesome.
How have you been broken off of a situation?
Well, I had one play partner that stopped coming to club.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of was like, have you seen her recently? No. Hmm. Oh, okay. So I contacted her via email, and she was like, I got what I needed at a club. So hmm. I'm gone.
I guess, for a while.
For a little bit. Yeah. But, you know, others, whatever. And it was fine. She
played with other people, though, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They weren't exclusive.
No, that wasn't
about a year ago or a little over a year ago?
That was a couple of years ago.
Oh, so it was before my
time. Yeah, that was a long one. And then I had a fairly regular thing going on with a lovely young lady who then just kind of one day was like, yeah, I think I'm really interested in this other person over here. So just going to kind of chill on this relationship for a little mm-hmm. bit. And I was like, well, that kind of sucks. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was a little.
And she was the first one that you got the feels for, yeah.
I did get some feels for her, yes.
Yeah.
Was that the one that made you dinner? You remember the story about? Okay.
No.
No.
I remember there was a play partner that you had at the club, and then she made you dinner, and that was a jealousy thing with you. And
yeah. Yeah. And I worked through that. Yeah. Like, yeah. I adore
person.
Her.
Different
and she was entirely. She was super good about, you know, respecting boundaries and mm-hmm. everything. So it had nothing to do with her.
Yeah.
But she actually got a different job.
Yeah. And she changed careers and had a completely fucked up schedule. So, but I recently reconnected with her a little bit just on texting. So
seeing a relationship on pause.
Yeah, that was a pause. Mm-hmm. You know, it was kind of a
not a break.
No. It was a break, but not a breakup. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's pretty much, you know, and it's tough at the beginning, but you get used to it. And the one that kind of broke it off with me, we're buddies, and we talk on Facebook, and we text back and forth every once in a while, and
mm-hmm.
we hug whenever I see her, and you know, it's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's no animosity there. There's no kind of ill will or bad feelings mm-hmm. or anything like that. So worked out pretty well, I suppose. So.
Yeah, she was a cool girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I guess with me, like the play partners, I don't think anybody is really. Well, there's one guy that's off the table completely, just because I found out more about his play style and not really being 100% respectful in the way that I needed. So, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't anything. I don't need to say I'm not ever playing with you again or anything like that. It was just like, no, thank you. So, and that's part of the beauty of the lifestyle too.
Yeah,
I think
plenty of other guys to go give blowjobs up the stairs.
Huh?
You got plenty of other guys to go give blowjobs right? up the stairs, right?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Although I have yet to experience those stairs.
Well,
we got one more night.
Party left.
Well, we've had sex so far.
We didn't talk about that on the main podcast. We did an O-Face quickie. They got the.
The
breaking news.
Subscribe to that. You can find out how it happened, how it all went down.
Yes.
So we got to figure out a different little gig for the whore paddle.
A new game will present itself,
itching,
I'm sure.
To spank a
it's
bottom.
Itching to spank a bottom. Yes.
You know, for somebody who makes a comment about BDSM being too much on this podcast, you're awfully into that paddle there, Captain Jack.
It's always right here
Spanking's
in front of me.
Spanking's not weird.
Oh, okay. I see.
Not done with a brush.
Right.
Yeah.
So, gosh, did we? We went to another All the Demos.
Yes, we did.
Oh, was that like Fast Thursday or something?
Yeah.
It was.
That popped up on my calendar and I couldn't make it.
It was fun. It was a completely different experience this time.
Yeah.
Different people there. We had a lot of people there from club, which was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really cool to see. And we'll keep going to those because it's interesting for both Freckles and I. And we learn a lot and it sparks conversation and is really cool.
I think I'd be more interested if it turned into a naked party.
Of course you would.
Well, yeah, but no. That's the thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, for the last all the demos, we got to see Singletail. Demo.
Yep.
Which is in this case, it was a 4-foot single tail whip. It was wielded with great accuracy by Max.
Yeah, he did
and
a good job.
Like,
and
yeah.
It was, we were talking on the way home and, Freckles asked me, he said, so what interested you? And I'm like, single tail just made me miss my bullwhip. So I had a pretty adventurous childhood, and my bullwhip was taken away from me when I was 12.
because things.
I think, yeah, we were joking. It's because I got boobs, and it just became weird. Oh, shit, she's turning into Catwoman. Take that whip away.
Oh, jeez.
Really?
But, well, so, yeah, my grandfather had like a novelty stand when I was growing up, and he'd travel around in the summertime with carnivals and rodeos, and the rodeo circuit had, you know, a 9-year-old aficionado who was basically a cowboy. So we would hang out during the day before the show opened, and he and I would play with bullwhips and all kinds of crap. And he was like show, like he could flick cigarettes out of people's mouths and stuff like that.
Wow.
So we'd practice like whipping apples off each other's heads and we'd do tricks and stuff like that. And so I told Freckles, I said, I should just get another bullwhip. It probably wouldn't take me too long.
Away.
It was taken away. I honestly don't remember if I did anything with it that was inappropriate. That may have been why it was taken away, but I just remember my bullwhip is gone. So,
what is a girl to do?
And,
her bullwhip.
There was a flogging demonstration of which I was the demonstratee.
Yep.
Which was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
So, thank you, Max, if you're listening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That fucking rocked.
Yep. And then he talked about dom sub relationships, which was cool. So he had a demo of that, and that was neat. So it's a cool way to learn and explore and get questions answered and hear different people's perspectives without the pressure of participation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you can be part of the demo or not.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. And it's different every time. And that's the other thing too. There's part of it that's like a show, you know?
Yeah.
Cause it's like, you don't know what you're going to get.
Nice.
So interesting about the whole BDSM or maybe power
exchange
thing that's been going on with me. Last time with the club, I had a bad experience.
Oh, dear.
Uh-oh.
As a sub. Okay. It was late night. It was a bad experience. And that's about all I'm going to say about it.
All right.
And I have not desired to be in that position ever since.
Yeah.
In the meantime, the idea of being a dom has...
kind of sparked your interest.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yeah. And I have been more aggressive with women in the sack in my play scenes that I've been involved with since.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had an immediate positive response.
Nice.
I think I've realized I have been a little too passive in my sexual adventures for most women.
Hmm.
There's been a noticeable change that women have said that's wow.
Mm-hmm.
I like this. This is nice.
Mm-hmm.
I can give it up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just along for the ride.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not normally like that. I figure I'm fairly normal. I mean, I'm dominant, but you know, if you have a suggestion, I'm all ears.
Right.
And it's kind of coming down to where I have enough confidence in my ability that, you know, they don't need to suggest anything or, you know, fuck the suggestions. As long as there's a smile on their face.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
Obviously not hurt them.
Right. You right. know? But you're just being...
or harm them.
Taking a little bit more control.
Or in some instances, hurt, but not harm.
Right.
Like some excessive spanking I've been getting into. A little harder and harder. And they haven't said stop.
Yeah.
Which is the universal... for me, the universal...
yeah.
Safe word.
Yeah. Well, there's
I take no for an answer.
All kinds of ways. And, you know, there's a school of thought that if you encourage communication, there doesn't need to be a safe word because, you know.
Encouraging women to learn how to squirt. You know, it's, well, you have this feeling that you need to pee.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's just you waiting to have a wonderful orgasm, a different kind of orgasm.
Right.
Let's dive into that. Let's figure out what's going on here. What's blocking this for you?
Yeah.
And you think you're going to pee, but just let it go.
Yeah.
Try it out once. Just try it. Just, you know, do whether you're standing up in the tub while my fingers are in you. Something like that.
Yeah.
And give it a shot and see what happens.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised.
Cool.
But it's been an interesting revelation.
Yeah.
I kind of thank that Dom for... give me that bad experience. That's
so to encourage you to explore in a different way.
Yeah, and switch it around a little bit.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's my BDSM moment.
Yeah. Well, you've had some of that too, Freckles, huh?
BDSM moments?
No, the breakthrough with being more.
Yes, actually, I have. I've had quite a few moments of breaking through my more passive self into a more dominant role in my sexual encounters, and it has been quite enlightening, and it has been it's been a very, very good experience for me to explore. I explored it with with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I explored it with you as well, Ms. Jenga. And it was fucking... awesome. Grabbing the reins. And
you still are. You're still exploring that.
That's true.
Yeah, because it takes a while.
Yeah. That's true.
Getting to know each other in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I still haven't used like a paddle on any woman more than like once just for novelty's sake, like with me and you.
Right.
It's all been hands, not any kind
of... well, if you need me to show you how, I can.
Would you like to be my canvas that I can experiment on?
I said, if you'd like me to show you how, I can.
No. There'll be no showing.
So he was then explaining to us how his dominant side was working.
Yes, they'll be performing, and you give me your feedback.
Let me think about that one. I struggle with people experimenting on me.
Yeah.
So, well, but
actually, with you, I would let you show me.
All right. That's fair. Yeah. Show you how to get warmed up.
We have that relationship.
Have that little breakthrough.
Well, we've had sex now, so, you know, what's left?
You don't get a prize for mentioning it a second time.
Oh, damn.
Maybe you get a spanking if you mention it more than once. The jack smacker. No, that was a good time. And I had a repeat with Bacon Booty Call.
No way.
Did I did.
Did you bring more bacon?
No, I took him to a burlesque show. Bacon? So it was titties and glitter. Yeah, I found a burlesque show I wanted to go to. It was a night that Freckles was working on paintings and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing my creative endeavors and researching clubs and stuff like that for the adventure time that's coming up. We've got some adventures coming up, too. I'm excited about that. We had Mermaid Parade. We all went to the Mermaid Parade and had cocktails and coffee cups. And
I did not make it to the Mermaid Parade.
It was fun. And I'm excited because next year I'm like, I want to rally a bunch of people to dress up as mermaids and mermen. And I've recruited somebody to dress up as Neptune. I may make Norbert do that.
Nice.
I'm looking forward to the Fremont Parade. But the Mermaid Parade, I think I kind of pass on. I don't know.
It was all girls in bikinis. Are you fucking crazy?
Well, then why wasn't I there?
Right? That's my thing.
I think that's
what did you think it was?
I don't know.
You didn't know?
I bunch of hippies walking down the street. I don't know.
No. That's actually the
that's a solstice parade.
Well, that was the one I actually like going to.
Got them all mixed up.
I like the bikers at the end. That's
yeah. Mm-hmm. The naked bikers.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Bicyclists. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the
well, they're bicyclists.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
the big roll, the big ball that rolls down the street.
Yep.
That you go lay down in a row and it rolls over you.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's fun. And there's the, we've been talking about doing a float or an entry or something, so I want to get everybody together. We're going to do a picnic first and talk about how to throw a safe house party, have a round-robin discussion and brainstorm.
Yeah, it's already starting to happen, you know.
Yeah, I know. That's why I want to do it, and that's been on the calendar as far as talking about it. Mm-hmm. And member house parties that they're letting us advertise and get random people there to, or new people there to meet and go outside of their social circles and... Yeah, we've got that going, and then we've got one of the other staff members is willing to meet everybody up at a bar for trivia night again. So, so that'll be talked about, and we're
so naughty trivia in a vanilla bar.
No, just meeting up to do trivia together as a group. Yeah,
okay.
So, so all current members of NH are eligible to go to these events, and
sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then we're working on putting together our own burlesque vaudeville troupe.
Yes.
So
when is the solstice parade?
20th, this Saturday.
Of June.
Yeah.
Of June. Oh, so
Saturday?
This coming up right after this
Saturday.
Episode.
Yeah. The notice was sent out in May.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I might have my best friend coming over from Wenatchee to stay with me. That's
do
cool.
It.
Oh, yeah.
Both
we're
come.
Go to
that would be a blast.
Parade.
Yeah.
Go with the whole group, huh?
Yep. Yeah.
I'm there.
Yeah, so just make sure that you let your friend know what it is. And
she introduced me to the lifestyle.
Oh, there you go. Cool. Mm-hmm. Has she been to club?
Yes, not with me.
Oh, that's all right.
Before me.
No worries. Yeah.
She hasn't been since.
All good.
But,
so we're still trying to figure out how to allow new people to come into the group. But we want to definitely build the community and make sure that it's, there happening.
I'm excited for what's going to happen after club. I mean, it's really sad about it closing down, and it's only 2 weeks away, the last party. But it's going to open a bunch of doors, what I've experienced this last week. You know, some close and others just fly right open, right in your face, like boom, right there,
and
as
so
long
people,
as you're open to it. And this is going to open more doors. This is going to open different experiences and where all my free Saturdays, Fridays and Saturdays, were at the club.
You're preaching to the choir director, dude.
Oh, dude.
At the club. Yeah, but it's like you had to work there. I was there just
out of choice.
Although I volunteered, but it was I did not miss nothing. Prevented me really from going to the club.
Right.
It was my hobby.
Yeah.
A really dedicated hobby.
Yeah.
And this is opening up a bunch of different opportunities and experiences that I would have never considered because got club.
Right. Right. Yeah, so I've actually been meeting with CSPC as well about, collaborating with them so we have a regular play space where it can turn into a sex party. where everybody gets naked.
Always.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
That's always a fun.
So, and then the other little project that I'm working on, might be kind of interesting for you guys. So, we have a lot of different sex positive groups in the Seattle area.
Yes.
And we've got a really cool polyamorous group. We've got, a couple swing clubs. We've got the, they're called the Next Generation. They're basically baby swingers. So not babies, but people 18 to 35 or 18 to 30, I think. 18 to 30 is what the group
Dang
is geared
it, I
at.
I miss it by just a couple days.
Yeah, I know. Mm. I know. Sorry.
Damn it.
So we've got all these groups that, you know, haven't really been collaborating. And that's one thing that I've been talking to a couple other leaders in the sex positive community about. You know, I've been branching out and reaching out and meeting them and making sure that we've got them come into the club to see what we're all about and really get educated and vice versa and collaborating on some projects the last couple of years. So that got people talking amongst themselves as well. And, you know, there's a couple people that are really strong leaders that were doing the same thing that I was, and it all was coming together. So one of them suggested that we get together and create a conflict resolution mediation group where, you know, we can do it for the other group. So you have a background and understanding about what the culture is of the group that you're helping. But if they have a problem, then they can call on someone outside of their community to help keep confidentiality and to help create these resolutions without it becoming sticky. So, and then cross collaborating on events and all kinds of stuff. So
cool.
Yeah.
Sounds awesome. I think getting the groups together, the various groups together, I think is a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah. And then helping individuals as well. You know, if there's a couple that's having issues and want to talk to somebody, then being able to go do that within the sex positive community. Because there's, you know, there's a lot of counselors and stuff like that outside of the sex positive community that don't understand. They would just look at it and go, well, you got to break it off. You can't have that, you know, because it's, they're very much monogamous and they think in a very specific structured way. So, you know, with the polyamory and swing community and BDSM and stuff, there's very different protocols for the different cultures, which we've talked about. So, yeah. Anyway, I had another booty call with
Bacon
Booty Call.
She told you all of that to tell you this.
Yeah. I got sidetracked and I was like, oh, I didn't even tell that story.
It's all good.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. So
was it a daytime playtime?
No, went out on an evening and went and saw Glitter and Titties and, you know, burlesque show, which I enjoy going to do, and headed back to his place and I got an amazing erotic massage. So it was massage that basically turned into sex. Yeah.
If it's who I'm thinking of, yeah, you got a good massage.
I did. Yes, I did. Yes. It was really nice. It was really nice. So, yeah, and then we played a little bit and had a good time. And nice. No bacon, though.
No bacon. Next time, bacon.
Next time, bacon.
Bacon or no booty.
That's it. Yeah. That'll be my calling card. I brought you some bacon.
No bacon, no booty.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you brought bacon. He made some. You doubled up the first time.
We did. Yeah. So it evens out.
Oh, so yeah, you're even again.
Yeah.
You got it. Yeah.
It evens out.
Well, that's awesome. We all had an interesting week. Anything else you guys, other events besides having sex with each other? I mean.
Gosh, yeah, that.
Nice.
Sorry,
well played, Captain Jack.
I shouldn't play it down.
Well, I described the last one. It's your turn. You describe this one. I mean, if Captain Jack says it's okay, we can talk about it.
It's okay. I deem it okay.
You deem it okay. Yeah. Yeah, so.
Start talking or this is going on your
phone. Okay. Well,
we need to find a new use for it.
We
need to find a new use
for the whore paddle.
Yeah, the whore paddle.
So Freckles has been getting a little bit more dominant in the sack, which has been fun because that's what I really like. Mm-hmm. And so he was having me hold my orgasms until countdowns or yes. Yeah. So that was kind of fun.
Ask permission to come?
No.
Uh-uh.
No.
No. No. Not ask permission. But wait.
Wait, yeah.
Just like that.
Wait. Yep.
Hang on.
Nice.
Exactly.
Nice.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, guys, this has been fun.
I always, in the words of Eddie Izzard, sort of left it with an
Meh.
Meh.
Oh, jeez.
Shit.
All right. So, yes, if anyone would like to talk to us about how we just ended this thing, email us at theofacepodcast@gmail.com or hit us up on the Twitters at theofacepodcast.
Yeah.
You can get all the other episodes and dates and links and all that junk on theofacepodcast.com online. If you would like to hear the full story of the sexy, sexy times between Ms. Jenga and Cap'n Jack, then go on over to patreon.com/theofacepodcast and slap down a dollar per episode.
Join we only do one release a week.
One release a week, and then you
like
get it. You
one
get
every day.
Right. No, no.
Five a week.
It's just it's one episode.
I don't have enough time for
per
that
week.
Guys.
Right.
Jeez. Right. Exactly.
We love you, but
the,
for real.
To spend way too much time with you.
All the
that.
Sexy times you're having, you don't have enough time
know,
to talk to the sweet, sweet people out here. So yeah, so go to patreon.com/theofacepodcast, slap down a dollar an episode. We already know that you get them for free, but you get a little bit of extra content because we'll send you the link to the thing, and it helps us out because we're going to be buying some new equipment.
Yeah,
and we've got some hosting that we got to pay for. So, you know, stuff's not free, but we are making it free to you. And if you want to help us out a little bit, that would be awesome.
Get it while it's free.
Thank you very much. Exactly.
ofacejack@gmail.com if you want.
Oh, you have a new
I've
email
actually address. Had that.
Oh, I've got Miss Jenga oface@gmail.com.
Okay. Oh my god.
Yeah.
I'm just the oface podcast.
And then
at
ofacejack on Facebook if you
on Facebook. I'm Freckles Oface on
basically
on
type
Facebook.
In oface, you're going to probably get all of us.
Yeah.
Exactly, because there's not a lot of O-faces out there.
Not a lot
of, which is really surprising.
We're trying
for
to change
Facebook.
That. We're trying to change that.
We're going to make it the O-Facebook.
The O-Facebook.
Yeah. We've got some fun guests that we're going to be scheduling too, guys, so that'll be a blast.
Yeah.
So if there's anyone you want to hear us
send us an email,
yeah.
Drop us a tweet, go to the website and look at it, and then drop us an email or send us a tweet.
Jeez.
If you
all
have
right.
any anybody you want to hear, yeah, let us know, because we will most certainly
yeah.
make that as happen as much as possible.
Right.
You know. So, is that everything? Did we give 110% except for right there at the end?
We did.
Okay.
108.5.
We got 108.5% on that one?
Yeah,
from the
overall.
Russian judges.
Overall.
Ah,
yeah,
Russian judges. All right.
That's another...
Shut up.
Podcast? Right up in your can.
My can just got sugared today.
That looked easy enough. And Joey is going to try it out.
Heroes for gold.
Nice.
Hot ashes for trees.
Hot
asses.
Hot,
cool
asses. Hot asses for trees.
Hot ashes.
Hot asses.
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 No.
I'm not willing to trade
cold comfort
a hot
for change.
Ass for a tree.
I'm not going to trade a hot ass for a tree.
Did you exchange?
Right.
Welcome, part in a war for a lead role in the age.